Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last night, a big win. Every win is a big win, but 3-1 over Minnesota State last night. You guys clinched third place. And of course, today is just as important, isn't it?
Well, we like to think every game is important. And, we put ourselves in a position where, obviously this game is more important than just the points that are out there to be played for. We know where we sit in pair-wise. As much as we don't like to think about it, talk about it, it's there. A loss today may not drop us from where we're at, but would certainly prevent us from moving up. And so, again, we need to get as high as we possibly can. And so every time you can come out on top in a game, that's going to give you a chance to move up.
Well, last night, your penalty kill and power play are pretty good. You got a couple shots on net during the power play, but shorthanded, you get a goal from Stephanie Anderson, the first shorthanded goal of the season by your team. Talk about the play of your special teams.
Well, it's always always really important this time of the year. Every time you play a team a second time, everybody's pretty familiar systems-wise, so a lot of times it comes down to special teams. And certainly last night was an example. Our penalty kill, not only did a great job preventing them from scoring, but we were able to score our first goal shorthanded. So it set the tone. Certainly was a big part of the game. And we didn't get many opportunities on the power play. We just had the one. But, I thought we certainly generated some chances from it. But certainly our penalty kill was a key to last night's victory.
Obviously, Coach Harrington said something to his team during that first intermission. They came out firing on all cylinders there in the second period. He found you guys within a goal of the Mavericks after they scored. They outshot you 9-7, but Brittany Mowat came up with some huge saves for you in that second period, didn't she?
She did, and that's kind of been, if you're just looking at Mankato's stats, they've done that in the past where they've had a rough first period but really come on strong in the second. And that's really on us. We need to come out and be better in the second period. Obviously, the long change is always going to make things a little bit tougher. But the bottom line is we didn't do a very good job puck management-wise. I thought they outworked us a little bit at times in that period. And credit Mankato for that. But that's something we can certainly rectify just through our effort.
Well, last night your defense had 16 block shots. Even without even a Bilic in the lineup last night, I see she's going to take her chance and skate during the pregame skate to see how she feels. Certainly would be nice to have her back in the lineup, wouldn't it?
No question. I mean, she's she's an all-league type player. She's a national team player. I mean, she's just an outstanding hockey player. And she's certainly earned the right to make this decision. We talked about the importance of it, but she's going to go out there and give it a shot, and I'm going to leave it up to her. If she tells me she can go, then she's going to play. And if we'll certainly remind her that it's not vital, but at the same time, like I said, she's certainly earned that right to tell me yes or no.
In postgame last night, I forgot to mention how much I saw Carly Essie out on the ice last night. I know today your team rewarded her with the hard hat, which is traditional. Nice to see her, a junior out of Cloquet, getting some good play and obviously coming into her own.
Oh, absolutely. When you take somebody like Eve out, that's a lot of minutes that has to get replaced. And I think all of our defensemen certainly played more than they had in the past. But I thought they all handled themselves pretty well. It wasn't, we weren't error free. You're never going to be. But I think if you keep working hard, try to keep the game simple, that's going to be to our benefit. And I thought Carly in particular had a really, really strong third period for us.
Tonight is senior night for this Minnesota State team. Of course, they only have one senior, Katie Johnson. She leads her team with 21 points a season, had 7 shots on net last night. And obviously, this is going to be pretty emotional for her and her team. How do you control the emotions on your side? How do you take control of the play?
Well, again, it's their senior night. It's going to be her night to be recognized. But, that has nothing to do with us. We just got to go out there and play our game and focus on the things that we need to focus on. And if we do that, we're going to be just fine.
Jim, I know talking with your team, they're pretty excited of the postseason already, but your team's far from done, aren't they?
Well, we certainly hope so, and it's real easy, obviously, to start looking ahead just because we know where we're at, we know who we're going to play, obviously a very familiar opponent, but again, we talked about, in our pregame meetings that, our focus has to be on today, and again, this group has been pretty remarkable in the fact that they can just focus on the present, and we're certainly going to need to again today, because if we go out there and we're not focused and we're back on our heels, we're going to be in for a long afternoon.
What's it going to take to beat this Minnesota State team?
Well, I think we're going to need to do a better job in our zone in particular. We've got to do a better job puck management. I think sometimes we might look to make a more fancy play than we need to. Just sometimes just rimming the puck is the best option. And if we're better on our end, I think we're going to have more chances offensively. And if we do that, I like our chances.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.